called family. Family. It's a quandary. So near, so dear, yet so debilitating. Really, you have taken the time to read your own horoscope, so you know what you should be. You should be self-actualized, self-aggrandized, self-referential, and out for number one. But your family sabotages your self-formula. They define you relatively as a sibling, child, grandchild, niece, or nephew. The point is, you can't get loose. Why can't you shake your own thing without worrying about what other branches of the family tree will be affected? When you're negotiating that big merger or answering the final question on your favorite game show, who wants their mommy to show up and queer the deal? The answer is no one. You can't go on like this, but you still care too much to call out a hit on them. And you're left where? In the middle. What if I were to tell you, you don't have to be? What if I were to say there are devices sensitive enough to detect situations such as yours? Let's call it unresolved familial ambivalence which retards personal growth. There are specialists, let's say, who take responsibility for resolving situations that you aren't clear-minded enough to resolve for yourself. These would be experts in simulated natural cause expiration, who target the object of your frustration without ever troubling you with a qualm that you might be responsible. But theoretically, you could rest assured that in the final moment before they administer subtle justice to your offending family member, they would let him or her know just how much pain and how much you love them. And you would find also that billing has never been more discreet than this. If there were such a thing as this, which I'm in no way legally acknowledging, and just talking aloud about a possibility. Complete hearsay, and as we all know, hearsay is not admissible in court. But if for a moment we were to imagine that such a thing were real, then we could speculate that rather than sending you an itemized bill by the public post, which asks for a fee in one lump sum, payment might be obtained gradually by a variety of methods. Pennies are added onto your bill at several major grocery chains and department stores. A few checks which you're expecting in the mail are liberated in cash before they reach you. Your credit card is used to purchase things on the internet. You don't need to do anything. You don't sign on any dotted line. It can all be explained away as coincidence. If this were an actual offer, we would already have all the information that we need and have assignments backordered for years. It would be a very profitable business to be in. But of course, this is all entirely imaginary. Rest. Sure.